Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Saloons, card rooms, and rowdy folks gave Medford, Oregon's Front Street a poor reputation in 1911. Fights were common, but guns were rarely used. When a deafening report rang out on the night of June 8th, the saloons emptied, windows and doors opened, and a crowd gathered to see who had been shot. "Get Policeman Bill," someone shouted. Another replied, "Here he is now." Out of the darkness, a large figure appeared from behind the train station. His helmet and silver star gleamed in the dim light as he put his Colt 45 back in his waistband and examined a spent shell. The crowd shrunk back until someone shouted, "What happened? Who got killed?" The policeman looked puzzled before a broad smile creased his face and another figure emerged from the blackness. The onlookers recognized City Councilman Wortman, who assured everyone that no one had been killed. He said a shipment of cattle had come into the station for him, and one of the cows had broken a leg on the journey. Wortman had asked the policeman to put her down, which he had obligingly done. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.